The Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo is spreading rapidly. Previously, WHO assessed the risk as high at the national and regional levels and low at global levels. We are now revising our risk assessment to very high at the national level, high at the regional level, and low at global level. So far, 82 cases have been confirmed in DRC, with 7 confirmed deaths. But we know the epidemic in DRC is much larger. There are now almost 750 suspected cases and 177 suspected deaths. The situation in Uganda is stable, with 2 cases confirmed in people who traveled from DRC, with 1 death. The measures taken in Uganda, including intense contact tracing and cancelling the Martyrs' Day commemoration, appear to have been effective in preventing the further spread of the virus. An American national who was working in DRC has also been confirmed positive and transferred to Germany for care. We're also aware of reports today about another American national who is a high-risk contact who has been transferred to the Czech Republic. The governments of DRC and Uganda are leading the response with support from WHO and partners. In addition to our national staff in DRC, so far we have deployed 22 international staff to the field, including some of our most experienced people. And we have released $3.9 million from the contingency fund for emergencies. We're also in touch with UN Humanitarian Chief Tom Fletcher, and I thank him for allocating $60 million to the response. On the ground, we're supporting national authorities with every pillar of the response, including contact tracing, establishing treatment centers, risk communication, and community engagement, and more.